Chapter 10, Embracing the Prayer of Jesus. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man. Matthew 7:24.
I want to let you in on a secret, but you got to promise not to tell anybody. You see, I'm a golf addict. I might as well come right out and say it. I love golf. If there were such a thing as Golfers Anonymous, I would have enrolled in it years ago. For the better part of 40 years, I've worked hard at mastering the game I love. In the process, I have fallen for my share of faddish formulas that promise a better golf life in 30 days or your money back. I vividly remember falling hard for a book that promised to redefine how we play golf. The book promised rewards would come quickly and offered a seemingly endless stream of accessories from training aids to t-shirts. All I had to do was begin thinking about golf in a new and a better way. To top it all off, the book had fallen into my hands at just the right moment. Or so I thought. In less than a month, I'd be playing in a pro-am that precedes a nationally televised golf tournament called the Skins Game. The four contestants that year were Fred Couples, John Daly, Tom Watson, and Tiger Woods. It was reported that the tournament turned out to be one of the highest-rated golf shows in national television history. Needless to say, I desperately wanted to be in peak form. During the month before the tournament, I followed the proven techniques to a T and seemed to experience some amazing results. I even watched an infomercial laced with convincing testimonials from people whose golfing lives had been revolutionized. The credibility of the spokesman was impeccable. He was an accomplished golfer who essentially promised that this easy-to-remember formula had been the key to his own success. I became so convinced that I had finally found the secret, I passed the book around to several of my very best golf friends as well. At the dinner reception after the pro-am, I decided to ask Tiger what he thought about The Secret. His reaction was classic. Before he even opened his mouth, the answer was obvious. Rather than taking Tiger's unspoken warning, however, I resolved I'd prove him wrong. I can still remember thinking, what does he know? In my defense, this was 1996, long before he had become the most recognized athlete on the planet. In time, however, I experienced what every player who has ever fallen for a fad experiences: discouragement and disillusionment. Unless you've been living in a cave, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You may never have fallen for a newfangled faddish golf formula, but perhaps you have fallen just as hard for something else. Maybe it was the secret to a successful marriage, the secret to beating the stock market, or the secret to losing 30 pounds in 30 days. The list is endless. I bring this up because I want to make you a promise. The prayer of Jesus is not a passing fancy. It's the real thing. When Peter and the disciples expectantly begged Jesus for bread, he did not give them a stone.